But surely the purpose of... I mean, wouldn't it be nice if you ended up with some creature that started to think about the universe?
Good gravy, I don't want anything poking around, said the god testily. There's enough patches and stitches in it as it is. Without some clever devil trying to find more, I can assure you. No, the gods on the mainland have got that right at least. Intelligence is like legs. Too many and you trip yourself up. Six is about the right number, in my view.
But surely, ultimately, one creature might...
The god let go of his latest creation. It whirred up and along the rows and rows of beetles and slotted itself in between two that were almost, but not exactly, quite like it.
Worked that one out, have you? He said. Well, of course you're right. I can see you have quite an efficient brain. Damn.
There was a little sparkle in the air, and a bird appeared alongside the god. It was clearly alive, but entirely stationary, hanging in frozen flight. A flickering blue glow hovered around it. The god sighed, reached into a pocket, and pulled out the most complex-looking tool Ponder had ever seen. The bits that you could see suggested that there were other, even stranger bits that you couldn't, and that this was probably just as well. However, he said, slicing the bird's beak off, the blue glow simply closing over the hole, if I'm going to get any serious work done, I'm really going to have to find some way of organising the whole business. All I'm faced with these days is bills.
Yes, it must be quite expensive. Big bills, short bills, bills for winkling insects out of bark, bills for cracking nuts, bills for eating fruit,
the god went on.
They're supposed to do their own evolving. I mean, that's the whole point. I shouldn't have to be running around all the time.
The god waved his hand in the air, and a sort of display stand of beaks appeared beside him. He selected one that, to Ponder, hardly looked any different from the one he'd removed, and used the tool to attach it to the hanging bird. The blue glow covered it for a moment, and then the bird vanished. In the moment that it disappeared, Ponder thought he saw its wings begin to move. And in that moment he knew that despite the apparent beetle fixation, here was where he'd always wanted to be, at the cutting edge of the envelope in the fast lane of the state of the art. He'd become a wizard because he'd thought that wizards knew how the universe worked, and Unseen University had turned out to be stifling. Take that business with the tame lightning. It had demonstrably worked. He made the bursar's hair stand on end and sparks crackle out of his fingers, and that was by using only one cat and a couple of amber rods. His perfectly reasonable plan to use several thousand cats tied to a huge wheel that would rotate against hundreds of rods had been vetoed on the ridiculous grounds that it would be too noisy. His carefully worked out scheme to split the thaum and thus provide endless supplies of cheap, clean magic had been quite unfairly sat upon because it was felt that it might make the place untidy. And that was even after he had presented figures to prove that the chances of the process completely destroying the entire world were no greater than being knocked down while crossing the street. And it wasn't his fault he said this just before the six-cart pile-up outside the university. Here was a chance to do something that made sense. Besides, he thought he could see where the god was going wrong.
"Excuse me," he said, "but do you need an assistant?"
"Frankly, the whole thing is getting out of hand," said the god, who was a wizard-class non-listener. "It's really getting to the point where I need an..."
"I say, this is a pretty amazing place."
Ponder rolled his eyes. You could say that for wizards. When they walked into a place that was pretty amazing, they'd tell you, loudly.
"Oh," said the god, turning around. "This is the rest of your swarm, isn't it?"
"I'd better go and stop them," said Ponder, as the wizards fanned out like small boys in an amusement arcade, ready to press anything in case there was a free game left. "They poke things and then say, 'What does this do?'"
"Don't they ask what things do before they poke them?"
"No, they say you'll never find out if you don't give them a poke," said Ponder darkly.
"Then why do they ask?"
"They just do. And they bite things and then say, 'I wonder if this is poisonous,' with their mouths full. And you know the really annoying thing? It never is."
"How odd. Laughing in the face of danger is not a survival strategy," said the god.
"Oh, they don't laugh," said Ponder gloomily. "They say things like, 'You call that dangerous? It's not a patch on the kind of danger you used to get when we were lads, eh, senior wrangler? What? What? Remember when old Windows McPlunder? He shrugged.
When old Windows McPlunder what?